Well, good morning, beloved. It is great to be able to join with you today on this beautiful Tuesday morning as we continue our study in Psalm 148. This psalm is a call for the universe to praise God. While some of Israel's neighbors worship the sun, the moon, the stars as God, in this psalm, the heavenly bodies worship the God who created them. In addition, this psalm invites everyone and everything on earth to praise God as creator. And so, again, God's saving words for us this week are praise and thanksgiving. And let's begin our reading of Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from heaven, you that live in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels, all his heavenly armies. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, shining stars. Praise him, highest heavens and the waters above the sky. Let them all praise the name of the Lord. He commanded, and they were created. By his command, they were fixed in their places forever, and they cannot disobey. Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, strong winds that obey his command. Praise him, hills and mountains, fruit trees and forests, all animals, tame and wild, reptiles and birds. Praise him, kings of all peoples, princes, and all other rulers, young women and young men, old people and children too. Let them all praise the name of the Lord. His name is greater than all others. His glory is above earth and heaven. He made his nation strong so that all his people could praise him, the people of Israel, so dear to him. Praise the Lord. Well, today's key verse is found in Psalm 148, verse 13. Let them all praise the name of the Lord. His name is greater than all others. His glory is above earth and heaven. You know, at the time that this passage of Scripture was written, all the people of that lived back then believed that the sky was a dome and that, you know, the heavenly water swirled above the sky and that an ocean of water resided under the earth. And here we have a very scientifically correct description of the place of the stars, the firmament, and all of creation and how it relates to each other. And so where other holy books may contain scientifically erroneous scriptures, it's wonderful to know that even our word, the word that God has given us, is correct scientifically. Let us pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from heaven, you that live in the heights above. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, shining stars. Praise the Lord from the earth. Let them all praise the name of the Lord. Your name, O God, is greater than all others, and I praise you today. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end. And so join us tomorrow. We will be reading Psalm 149, which is a hymn in praise of God's justice, something we don't hear about too often. Everybody talks about God's love, but our God is a just God also. So join me tomorrow morning as we read this exciting passage of Scripture. And until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer for you.